Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the But Daddy Why podcast, where we understand the rapid-fire questioning that parents battle all day, every day, especially that constant, one-word, never-ending question, why? We take the hard questions and do the research for you so that you have the ammo to reply when the kids reach the ultimate pinnacle of But Daddy Why? My name is Pat Jacobs.
And I'm Eric Binion.
Sit back and enjoy the show. All right. I'm excited.
I'm glad. It would have been super awesome if we had realized that this was a good topic. You know, like all the way back when this was about to happen, rather than. Like, I mean, who knows? Maybe this goes down the archives. We hit 2037, and someone's going, "Hey, didn't those guys that one time talk about it on that one?"
Those guys that actually changed the world, like Bill and Ted, and, you know,
totally.
We never knew back in 2018 that they would go on to save the world, and this was the podcast that did it.
It was most triumphant.
Most excellent. any chance that we can really kind of talk about, you know, the stuff way up there in the sky is cool with me, you know? And so what we're going to be talking about is super moons, and that type of stuff. And as a photographer now, I mean, you know, growing up, the moon was always, the stars were always super interesting to me, but I didn't really know much about them. It was always, wow, cool. Look at that moon. That moon looks awesome. That moon looks cool. That moon looks big. Those stars are, that's Orion. That's the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper. But I never really, you know, studied too much about it. And in the last couple of years, you know, since I've been doing this photography stuff, I'm just amazed by it. And it comes up a lot more on my radar, so to say. So it's been very prevalent the last several months.
Everything about space is pretty cool to me, right? You know, And like has been for a long time. Like, I remember the first time I watched Star Wars, and then I watched it again right after it. And then I think I watched it like 3 times in a row. And then I had a book on space, and I remember reading about the space shuttles, and the space shuttles were super cool. Like, we'd watch them take off in elementary school, and all that stuff was cool. So anytime I had a chance to learn about it, more space stuff. Yay. As I'm getting older now, like, you know, And we homeschool here. Like, this is actually our last year of homeschooling. Kids are going back to traditional school this year. So, like, I've gotten to be in charge of a lot of, or be involved in a lot of my kids' science stuff. So, like, I'm waking them up in the middle of the night, pulling out the telescope, going out to the street, or waking them up like 5 o'clock in the morning and going out and looking at stuff. And when you get out there, you kind of get, like, you understand a little bit about why people, you know, thousands of years ago were like, this stuff is fascinating. And they didn't even know what was going on. I mean, they're just looking up, making up stories with the shapes they see.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
yep.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it really is. And this was a question that had come from one of our posts on the Facebooks.
Yeah.
And Kelby Hartson Carr had mentioned 9 weeks ago. I just looked it up. Nine weeks ago. we said we would get to it. We were busy.
We were in the middle of talking about unicorns at the point. Like, we had to get unicorns, and then April Fool's Day was upon us. April Fool's was. We'd already missed this.
Yep. And the moon isn't. You know, it's still there.
It's not going anywhere.
It's still there. Look outside. It's there.
By that argument, April Fool's will be back next year. But, you know, whatever.
Yep. So Kelby had mentioned that there was a bloody blue super moon eclipse that week and said that maybe we could start talking about that. And, you know, it made me kind of think, you know, because especially with the photography stuff, every time there was a super moon or a, you know, super blue blood moon or a red moon or whatever, I would get a dozen people tagging me on, you know, Facebook posts and everything. And so it just seemed like it was just all of a sudden, I feel like I had never really heard of these super moons before. And just all of a sudden we're getting smacked over the head with this popular term, supermoons. And I think that one of the big reasons why it came up was because of the big solar eclipse that we had on October 21st, 2017, right? You know, total solar eclipse, you know, where, you know, the visible band, you know, went through, it spanned the entire United States from the Pacific
right.
to the Atlantic. I mean, that was a huge thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that obviously got, you know, even people who weren't in the path of totality, you know, I went out to Chicago and watched it, just seemed, it got kind of dark, almost as if there was maybe a tiny storm coming through, but that was it. You know, but still, there are tons of people outside and with the glasses. I mean, this was a big thing. And immediately after, you know, we passed a series of three supermoons, one in December of 2017 and then two in January of 2018.
Right.
And so it just seemed like there was just a slew of them.
I think part of it, too, was the fact that wasn't common that you had, you know, December, January, February, or December, January, January. I remember talking about it with my son driving home. God, I think it was the December one.
Yeah.
And we kind of saw, like, we went out, I got out, got it set up for them to see it, and we watched it. And then I think we missed the first January one because it was just too cloudy. But in fairness, the super blood blue moon was a big deal.
Yes.
Like, I think it would have drawn attention regardless even if there had not been an eclipse, I think this
right.
thing would have grabbed everybody's yeah. attention.
But I think it was just the fact that all of that was, like, all kind of happening,
right.
that it was just like, and now there's this super blue blood moon with icing on top, you know?
Exactly.
It's just craziness.
It was hot.
Yeah. So before we get to the specific question, I thought maybe it would be cool to mention a couple things that people are going to probably hear in this episode and explain those real quick. So things like lunar eclipse, that's where, you know, the full moon appears darkened as it passes into the Earth's shadow. So,
right.
you know, the sun, the Earth, and the moon are all in alignment. So that's a lunar eclipse. And
right.
then the solar eclipse is when the sun is obscured by the moon.
Correct.
Right? And so the Earth is in the shadow of it then. And then a supermoon, right, we could go ahead and define that, is a full moon or a new moon, right? Either one.
Right.
That approximately coincides with the closest distance that the moon reaches to the Earth in its elliptic orbit.
Although the supermoon, to see it, it has to like...
Mm-hmm.
It happens on either end, but to see
right.
it has to be the full moon. Like,
right.
like you just don't know. Technically,
yes.
Yeah.
yeah. So, yeah, that's just a couple things that people probably hear and you know, figure let's
right.
define those. So on to the question, yeah?
On to the question.
The but, Daddy, why question of this episode is, why are there so many super moons?
and this one's there aren't so many. I mean,
right, right.
There aren't.
There really aren't. But man, as soon as Kelby mentioned that,
right.
I immediately thought, yeah. What is happening? Why all, like, I feel like I've never heard this term before, and now every single moon is a super moon. What's going on, man?
In fairness, there's only one moon.
Right.
It's the same moon.
It is the same moon.
It is the same moon. So
unfortunately, because multiple moons would be awesome.
It would be totally awesome. It was a unique set of circumstances. Now,
mm-hmm.
we know the Earth takes like one day to turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say we touched on this when we're talking about the calendar and the days, when we were trying
yes.
when we were having that episode where we talked about the calendars,
mm-hmm.
because the way we set up our calendar was based on astronomical events that don't exactly coincide with each other. They're not all finely tuned together like a clock.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like
right.
it's a bunch of gears working on their own. They just happen to work the same way. So the Earth rotates one time, we have a day.
Right.
The moon goes around the Earth one time, approximately a month.
Right, approximately.
The Earth goes around the sun one time, we have approximately a year.
Right, approximately.
That's how it works. And if you were to pull out, like, your elementary school solar system, ours would still have Pluto on it.
Yes, it would.
It would all look like everything goes around in a circle. Nothing goes around in a circle.
Right.
Every planet in the solar system, while being drawn to the sun,
mm-hmm.
are affected by the big gas giants. Like,
mm-hmm.
Jupiter messes mm-hmm. up with everybody's orbit. You know, all of them, everybody's messing with everybody else in the
right.
In the solar system neighborhood. And so nothing's going around in an exact circle, and that's kind of where the supermoon phenomenon comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You have, on average, 3 to 4 supermoons a year.
Right.
Doesn't mean you'll be able to view it well. Kind of depends on where you're at,
mm-hmm.
whether you'll be able to see the full moon. But there's a supermoon 3 or 4 times in a year. So mm-hmm. any given year, you're going to be – you got a shot at it, right?
Right.
And that's because the orbit of the moon, like, and I just want to let everyone know I'm doing great hand gestures.
You really are.
Because
all these orbits and, oh, man, no complete circle.
The podcast medium is so great for this visual gesticulation that I'm involved
yes.
in here.
Yes. As we talk about orbits, if listeners will just kind of hold their hands up, everybody try this, hold your hands up. And as Eric mentions orbit, kind of move like your right hand in just a little bit of a circle, not too big. We
not
don't
too
want
big.
A Pluto orbit. Just, you know, kind of do like a moon orbit, you know,
yeah.
just around the Earth. Yes.
Now,
okay.
Now you want to take that circular orbit you're in and
right.
kind of make an oval out of it because the moon's in an elliptical. Not a complete circle. It's a little more like an egg. It's on an elliptical orbit around the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the supermoon happens when the full moon comes at a time. Man, I'm getting super deep in this. So I'm trying to make this simple, but there's a lot that goes into it. You've got to think of the Earth in relation to the sun, because the full
uh-huh.
moon has to for the full moon to happen, the sun has to be behind the Earth,
mm-hmm.
right? And we have to be able to see, and it has to be shining directly on the moon,
mm-hmm.
right? So it has to be in that part of the orbit where we're getting the full moon, but sometimes the full moon happens when it's on the end of the football or at the
yeah.
end of the egg. So it's farther away, looks a
right.
little smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes it happens when it's at the closer parts of the
mm-hmm.
of the orbit. And so when it's on those closer parts of the orbit, the part where the orbit is closer to the Earth, those are when we have the supermoons. And I'm not exactly sure what part of that orbit they count.
Right.
Right, because there's varying distance, but what NASA says when it is officially a supermoon, and they'll, you know, some NASA guy will always let you know when that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
The moon can appear up to 17% larger than it does at the farthest point in its orbit. So not
mm-hmm.
not the average point, like when it's way out there,
mm-hmm.
Versus there's a 17% variance in how big the moon looks like. And
yeah.
That really long explanation is why we have supermoons.
Yes, yes. And
you
so
follow?
So technically the answer to why are there so many supermoons is that there aren't. There's only a couple. There's only a couple a year. But when they happen in succession because, you know, the moon isn't going to be super close and then immediately, you know,
right.
get far away. It's going to stay within that proper variance. But I think just in this case, it was just because all this stuff was piled on top of it. Now,
right.
let's go into and talk a little bit more about all the awesomeness of all this stuff.
Right. An important thing to know is the fact that this was also a blue moon, right?
Yes. Well, so this is you're talking about the most recent supermoon, which was
right.
January 31st, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So and yeah, I mean it had everything. It was a total lunar eclipse,
right?
And a blue moon, which and we'll get into a little bit of that too,
no.
Which means that it's the second full moon in the calendar month,
correct?
Or month.
Moon. There you go.
So it was referred to as a super blue blood moon.
Right.
And the term blood refers to the typical color of the moon during that actual lunar eclipse.
Right.
Because it actually turns like blood
reddish.
Red.
So, yeah. We hear eclipse and we're like, oh, we're not going to see it. It's going to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't.
Right.
It's kind of like the same way like if when you were watching the solar eclipse, the sun didn't disappear. because the sun is a lot bigger than the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Distance-wise, the moon just mm-hmm. covers up most of the sun, and you get that, like, that halo,
right,
or whatever they call it. Mm-hmm. And so you, like, it's still there, and you still get the light from the sun, like it didn't go dark, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's eerie and ominous and mm-hmm. whatnot.
Yep, yep.
The same thing happens with the moon. The moon is there, and it's like if you had a flashlight and you shine it at your hand,
mm-hmm.
the wall's still going to get light.
Right.
Because light's going to come around it. You're still going to hit the wall, and the wall's, mm-hmm. and the wall's going to light up. But not as bright. And
right.
It's kind of the same thing. Like, the light's still getting around the Earth, because the Earth is not bigger. The Earth is having that same thing that's having that halo around it, and it didn't get dark.
Right.
If you were there, you'd get to go, oh, hey, look at that halo around the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd
right.
have to have the special sunglasses, and
mm-hmm.
you'd go out there and...
Yep, yep. Look at everybody looking up and all that stuff. The last time that this happened was March 31st, 1866.
Right. That was
right.
the last super blue blood moon. That's when all three combined.
So, yeah,
right.
I mean, 1866. It's crazy.
152 years.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't even have the internet back then.
I mean, that's about, you know, one Cubs World Series. Like, you're almost to the next one.
Yeah. Oh, we're so sad. It's going to be a great year. Maybe this year again.
Maybe hey, we got a good team.
Yeah. We digress.
Just trying to put things in perspective.
Yep. The next one now is going to be January 31st, 2037, but that's not I don't mean the next time the Cubs win.
No.
I mean the next super blue blood moon with
right.
the icing on top.
So you don't have to wait that long. You don't have to wait that long. My
mm-hmm.
kids, my kids are 12 and 13 right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be almost my age.
Yep. They'll be taking their kids out and saying your
right.
crazy grandpa used to take us out and, you know,
right.
all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
So go ahead, mark it down in your calendars right now. Get ready. Super
mm-hmm.
blue blood moon's coming.
Some of you
listening are going to die,
mm-hmm.
and we're sorry about that.
Yeah, very sorry. Cubs are going to win many more times. Up to that point. That's a prediction.
That's a prediction. Like, I predict that every year, though. So, I've been right 1 year.
Yep. So then, back to just flat-out supermoons. The next full supermoon will actually be the end of this year, December 22nd,
yep.
2018. And then again, there will be, you know, another one in January, maybe two in January. I'd have to look it up and
yeah.
see. I don't know if you did, but...
I did not.
Yeah.
I did not look it up. NASA, Facebook, if it's still around by then,
mm-hmm.
will go nuts over it.
Right.
Twitter will be talked about. There will
yep.
be a lot of people preparing
uh-huh.
on Instagram, and then a lot of people sharing
yeah.
it on Instagram. So,
yep.
believe me, when the next one happens, you'll know. Like, because
yep.
everybody that missed this one is going to be like, "Well, I'm not going to miss the next one."
Yeah.
And then they will go outside, and it'll be cloudy, and they will cry.
Yeah, and ultimately, I mean, you know. Everybody had to have seen it this year. I mean, you know, it's one of those things, you know, you're driving, you know, it just got dark and all of a sudden you kind of look over on the horizon and the moon, it just looks huge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, even if you didn't know that it was going on, you had no idea, guarantee you had to have seen the moon, you know, in the last several months and gone, whoa, what is going on? It is huge. You know, unfortunately, you know, not everyone can see it, you know, when it's, you know, the blood moon and all that type of
right.
stuff. But
so I'm going to back up for a second because we were talking about the blue moon
right.
and there's always been a little controversy about this blue moon idea,
mm-hmm.
right? Is the blue moon the 13th moon in a year?
Right.
The last one of the year, or is it the one that's additional in any given
mm-hmm.
month?
Right.
And I think we've kind of dropped it down to it's the additional one in any given month because
right.
the rest of the moons would have
mm-hmm.
to kind of symbolize here's the month. And it'd be a great way to get the calendar off if you were saying, oh, well, hey, now we have the extra moon. We're going to call it the blue moon, and we'll start over again.
Right.
The important thing about all this is the moon's final cycle finishes. Like, you've had 12 trips around the Earth. about 11 days before the Earth has made it all the way around the sun.
Right.
And so there's that mismatch. And that's why at some point in time, you're going to see the supermoon series happening on a different month.
Right.
They're all doing the same, like we said before, they're all doing the same thing, similar things, but they're not completely in sync with each other. And mm-hmm. so, and then we based the way we tell time off things that aren't doing the same thing. And then we have to come up with leap years and blue moons and
right.
everything
yeah,
else that goes along with that.
I found something that was really specific and had a lot of cool numbers and stuff that I thought, you know, some people like my nephew Ryan would totally dig. It's talking about how many moon phases, you know, actual moon phases there are in a year, kind of like what you were saying. So to go deeper with that, the actual time it takes for the moon to go all the way through its phases, called the moon's synodic period, is actually 29.531 days. Like we keep saying, it's almost a month. So then you would think that you'd get 12 full moons every year, and you'd be close, almost, right?
Almost.
A year is almost 365.25 days. So there should be 12.37 full cycles of lunar phases a year. So what they did there is they divided 365.25 days per year by 29.531 days per lunar cycle, which means 12 full cycles, so 12 full moons, plus a little bit. And that little bit is about a third of a cycle more. So that's where that extra little bit comes into play. So the cycle of phases and the length of the year don't line up, right? So at the end of 1 year, you have about a third of a cycle left over. By the end of the second year, you have twice that much, or two-thirds. And right. that means the third year has a full cycle left over, so you get a 13 set of moon phases.
And all this to say, I was told there was going to be no math.
Exactly. I read that, I was like, man, that's a lot of math. Somebody's going to geek out on that, man. Like,
no, but that's pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
all the stuff is important to know. Like, most of this is important to know, like, if you're playing Trivial Pursuit. I'll be honest
right.
with you.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, most of the time, unless you have a really cool podcast in which you answer questions like this,
mm-hmm.
like some of us do,
mm-hmm. yes,
or you play Trivial Pursuit or something, this
yeah.
is important information.
Yeah.
The other is, you can either sound like a jackass or really smart when you can rattle
right.
this information
right.
off.
Yeah.
And but it's kind of cool stuff to know. But, like, look, just because the moon goes around, it's not quite – it doesn't match up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Earth does not rotate every 24 hours.
Right.
It's every 23 and most
mm-hmm.
of a most of
most
a fourth
of a,
tw-
right.
most of a fourth most of a 24th hour,
right.
right? Most of the world lives in this space of, like, it's close enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good enough.
Yeah.
They've eyeballed it.
But there are consequences.
And it's funny, like, we talked about it in the calendar episode, like it significantly messes stuff up if you don't take this into
account for it, right? Yeah, but I mean, I think it's pretty cool if you can tell somebody that you know, complete moon phase takes 29.531 days. That's
yeah.
pretty cool. That's pretty
so,
cool.
If you're one of those guys,
you're
going to
be pretty
you,
cool.
And usually those guys can also, if you're one of those guys, you can also, like, count out pi to a certain number of digits.
Right. Yep.
Since we're on the subject, like, this, you know, we kind of talk about why is it a big deal. Like, scientists were super geeking out about this, too, because it gave them a unique chance to kind of do some stuff. Like, we, you know, and we've been referencing a bunch of the episodes we've talked about in the past, and so I'm going to reference one more in the, like, why haven't we been back to the moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
During the super blue blood moon, scientists were doing stuff. Watching it, they're able to kind of get an idea by watching how the surface responds during the eclipse. Was kind of giving them ideas and insight in how they would potentially land another rover on there for future missions, like to do more of the science of the moon, right? I get it too, because, like, I was out there with my kids for the super blue blood moon. Like, I asked them if they wanted to get up. I got up at, God, I was like 5:30 in the morning. For people that don't know me, like, I don't believe in any time before, like, 7 o'clock. My personal mythology is that times before 7 o'clock don't exist.
Right.
sadly, I was proven wrong because my kids wanted to see this. So I got up early, set up the telescope, went out, made sure I knew where the moon was going to be and where we could see it best from our yard. I picked out my spot, setting up this telescope. Kids can see it. Wife can see it. We're having a good time. And then I'm going, oh, man. What if I had one of those, like, Hubble telescopes or,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I knew how to do this and I had scientific things and I wasn't just trying to get my iPhone to match up with the with my telescope.
I can get a picture.
Right?
Yeah.
It's an exciting event. And even if you're just out there to look at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if that's all you're there to do, you got to see it. And you got whatever you got to take away with it. If you were a scientist, you knew what, you know, you had ideas of what you were going to test and ways you're going to be able to tell what the temperature was doing on there. For me, I was like, man, I am going to be able to point a cylinder with two lenses and catch it at all. And that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that is a lot about the moon, the supermoons, all the moons. That's everything you need to know. So
to recap, to wrap it all up, why are there so many supermoons? There aren't. There really aren't. There was just a lot of stuff going on.
It just felt like it. Like there's 12. Sometimes 13 full moons in a year.
Yep.
And of those 12, 13 full moons, 3 or 4 of them are going to be a supermoon.
Yeah. Really not a lot. It just, they happen right next to each other. There's been a lot going on lately. People have been looking up. When the moon's big, people notice. So
19 years is the next super blue blood moon. Mark it in your calendars.
That's right.
Get out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're gonna be able to see it from wherever you're at, but you know, it's pretty cool. I got a kick out of getting out there and watching it.
All right, so there you go.
Answered. Question was done. Look at that. Look at how smart you feel.
Yep.
So
with a bonus episode, we're sure.
With a bonus episode in there somewhere. So if you've listened this far, realize that we're going to hit you with the names of all the full moons in a given year, and you're going to love it. So week.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
like next week, a week after you hear this one.
Yep.
So totally subscribe and make sure you get that. And while we're talking about subscribing, let me tell you how you might go about
somebody
doing that. You could go to iTunes. iTunes is a great place to do that.
Yeah.
And if you're on iTunes, you can also say, hey, we really like hearing these two idiots talk about stuff and answer questions. And, you know, you can go ahead and rate us or leave us a comment and stuff. Mm-hmm. iTunes digs that, makes us seem like we're important. And then you would make us feel like we're important. And then we would potentially like you more. Mm-hmm. And it's like a circle of goodness.
Yep. We'll be like super blue blood podcasters.
Absolutely. We'll super blue blood moon pod, blood moon brother podcast. Yeah, something.
We'll figure something out.
We'll just like you.
That's
what
it
is. You'll be a better person for it. You can also get us Stitcher, SoundCloud. If you want the most recent episodes where we don't have any ads on them, you can go ahead and get that on SoundCloud. That's where that happens. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
Great ways to listen to it. You can also ask us questions, because this question did indeed come from this episode came out of a question that we got asked on the Facebooks.
Yep.
A lot of times we're on there saying, hey, what would you like to hear about? And you can say, oh, hey, you know that super blue blood moon thing? That's kind of cool. Would you tell us more about that? And then you could be like Kelby now going, these guys answered my question.
That's right. 9 weeks later.
9 weeks later.
By the time it goes up, it's probably like 18 weeks later.
It might be next year. It might be right around or it could be in 19 years when we get to the next super blue blood moon. Whatever.
Whatever. It's fine. So we've got the Twitters. We've got the Instagrams, the Facebooks.
All of it, But Daddy Y. However you put that in there, all one word, But Daddy Y. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and chat at us there.
Yep.
Tell us stuff you like. Tell us stuff you don't like. If you say stuff you don't like, we're probably going to make fun of you.
Yeah.
If you, for example, if you say for some reason you like to put mustard on your or ketchup on your hot dog, we will definitely make fun of you.
Yeah.
That'll happen. Like,
oh boy.
So that's what's that.
All right. Cool.
Cool.
Thanks for listening.
We rambled on enough.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, we're out.
Peace.